News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The government of Jamaica and the World Bank will be collaborating on a new project to facilitate access to finance for small and medium enterprises, SMEs. The decision follows wide-ranging discussions Wednesday between Prime Minister Andrew Holness and World Bank Vice President Jorge Familiar in Montego Bay. The project will also focus on creating innovative financing initiatives, including a debt for nature and resilience swap and policy-based guarantee. During the meeting, Vice President Familiar congratulated Jamaica for its commitment to good macroeconomic policies and expressed conviction that with continued reform, Jamaica is on the right path for accelerating growth. As part of its country partnership strategy, the World Bank is providing Jamaica with $500 million or $510 million over the period 2013 to 2017 to boost private sector development and competitiveness. President of the Caribbean Development Bank, CDB, Dr. Warren Smith, says Jamaica is emerging as a shining example of a country that has weathered the storm of austerity and is now on the road to economic stability. Dr. Smith says Jamaica's pursuit of economic and structural reforms, dictated by conditions set out by the International Monetary Fund, not only had its fair share of problems, but required huge sacrifices by the Jamaican people. He says there is tangible evidence that the country is on a course for a bright and sustainable future.
Many of the reforms for improving the business climate have been improved, and many more are now underway. Private investment is beginning to increase, nowhere more evident than in the vital tourism and renewable energy sectors, but encouragingly also in business process outsourcing and the local manufacturing sectors.
Dr. Smith was addressing the CDB's 46th annual meeting of the Board of Governors at the Montego Bay Convention Center, Rose Hall, St. James, earlier this week. The government is seeking to implement the revised pension scheme for public sector workers no later than April 1, 2017. The new system is one of the structural benchmarks set out under the government's agreement with the International Monetary Fund, IMF. Finance and the Public Service Minister, Audley Shaw, says the proposed Pensions Public Service Bill, tabled in the House of Representatives last November, is being reviewed.
A bill was tabled in Parliament by the previous government, and we are going to be taking that bill back to Cabinet. In our view, if there are any modifications to be made, we will make it before retabling it in Parliament. And we intend to retable a pension bill sometime in the fall with the intention that a public sector pension scheme can be implemented either January or no later than the next fiscal year.
The bill proposes, among other things, that government workers contribute 5% of their salary towards their pension, starting on a date to be determined by Cabinet. And the latest statistics from the Road Safety Unit are showing an increase in the number of road traffic deaths over the same period last year. The unit is reporting that up to Monday, May 16, 146 persons were killed in road crashes, 8 more than the number of deaths recorded over the same period in 2015. There has also been an increase in the number of children killed in road crashes. 11 deaths were recorded, 2 more than the corresponding period last year. However, 25 pedestrians have been killed on the nation's roads, 11 less than the previous year. There has also been a decrease in the number of motorcyclists killed since the start of the year compared to 2015. In the meantime, Transport Minister Mike Henry is appealing to road users to adopt safe habits in order to reduce accidents and fatalities. Last year, the country recorded a total of 379 deaths as a result of road traffic crashes. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Peter Gay Hodges.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
For health's sake, keep it clean. For health's sake, clean up every gully, every school, every house, every lane.
Labor Day 2016. For health's sake, keep it clean. Join the cleanup efforts in your community on Labor Day and help to keep the mosquitoes away. Over 1 million people die each year from mosquito-borne diseases worldwide. So destroy all mosquitoes in the gullies, drains, and around your homes. Let's clean up our public spaces and beautify our environment. Register your projects now. Call 978-7654 or email laborday@mcges.gov.jm.